Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, the DUP has warned power sharing in Northern Ireland may not be restored after the next election if demands on the Brexit protocol aren't met. A major public consultation is underway in a bid to establish a solar-powered renewable energy facility in Gweithor. €9 million is to be invested in Killybegs Harbour this year, with €5.5 million set aside for the Smooth Point Pier extension. And the team that represented Ireland at the Tokyo 2020 Paralympic Games have gathered in Dublin Castle for an award ceremony. Good evening. Oisin Kelly will be here with all the latest in sport. We'll also have Nuacht with Colm Ferriter following this bulletin. Returning to our top story, though, and the DUP has warned power sharing in Northern Ireland may not be restored after the next election if demands on the Brexit protocol aren't met. No new significant policy decisions can be made in Northern Ireland as of midnight after the DUP's Paul Given resigned as First Minister. It comes ahead of May's elections, with Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney saying the resignation was a political one. Sinn Féin MP John Finucane agrees.
Yesterday's decision for Paul Given to resign from the executive is all about their own narrow and self-serving political interests. It's about the loss of the unionist electoral majority and the reality that they can no longer get everything their own way. And make no mistake about it, that decision yesterday will have real impact and consequences for people in society here.
Senior ministers are due to meet next week to look at options for reducing the cost of living. Among the proposals are a reduction in emergency department charges, prescription fees, and widening the medical card scheme. The government will also consider reducing car tax, doubling the €100 energy credit, and cutting college fees. A major public consultation is underway on proposals to establish a solar-powered renewable energy facility in Gweithor. The project, being developed by Údaráis na Gaeltachta, is in conjunction with a number of community development committees and organisations. Michaela Clark has more.
A feasibility study was commissioned by Údaráis na Gaeltachta in 2020 to assess the suitability of an Údaráis-owned site adjacent to Gweithor Business Park for the installation of a solar PV energy project as a means of reducing the park's dependence on fossil fuel-derived energy. The study yielded positive results, and the decision was made to continue to work on the concept in conjunction with the area's community development organisations. A public consultation process is underway as part of preliminary work in advance of submitting an application for planning permission. A public information event will be held in Amarclan Gweithor on Thursday, February the 10th, from 2 until 8 p.m. The concept of a green Gaeltacht, which emphasises the viability and sustainability of Gaeltacht communities, is identified as a strategic goal in Údaráis na Gaeltachta's Strategy 2021 to 2025.
The body of a woman in her late teens has been discovered in Ballinode in County Sligo. The body has been removed from the scene. Gardaí say the results of a post-mortem examination will determine the course of the investigation. No foul play is suspected. €9 million is to be invested in Killybegs Harbour this year, with €5.5 million set aside for the Smooth Point Pier extension. Agriculture and Marine Minister Charlie McConlogue says the allocation is part of a €35 million programme nationally. He says the government is committed to supporting the fishing sector at every level.
This really is the beating heart of our fishing industry, not just in Donegal, but nationally. So that'll be €9 million, which will be spent in Killybegs to further support the fishing industry. And as you know, that comes on the back of the scheme that I announced 2 weeks ago to support our inshore fishers, and specific payments of up to €4,000 in terms of the COVID impact that they have experienced for those smaller boats that work inshore. It's the first time there's ever been a scheme that's actually directly supported their income. And also, alongside then, there'll be a significant smaller pier and harbour funding of €35 million, which I announced 2 weeks ago. So there's real. We're really working hard to make the absolute most of our fishing resource and to support our fishers right across the county and right across the country. And that €9 million today will be a real boost to the county too.
Taxi drivers can get up to €25,000 towards an electric car in a scheme reopened by the Department of Transport. Transport Minister Eamon Ryan announced €15 million would be allocated to the electric vehicle taxi scheme. Cab drivers will be able to avail of €20,000 by switching to electric and a further €5,000 if the electric car is wheelchair accessible. The move was announced along with annual toll refunds and road tax relief in an aim to make public service vehicles more sustainable. The MICA redress scheme could be facing further delays. It was already delayed to September, but the Taoiseach in the Dáil last evening says he would be extremely surprised if the scheme was not up and running by the end of the year. Leo Varadkar was responding to questions from Deputy Rose Conway Walsh and says the legislation, which is expected to go through the Dáil and Seanad shortly, is a priority for government.
In terms of the legislation as promised, that legislation is a priority. We intend to get it through the Dáil and Seanad as soon as possible. I would be extremely surprised and disappointed if we can't have the scheme up and running by the end of the year. Families in MICA-affected houses are waiting long enough, and it's incumbent on all of us as a government, to get that legislation done and this House to get it enacted really quickly.
Well, the PRO of the MICA Action Group has described that commentary as deeply concerning. It comes as a meeting between Minister Charlie McConnellogue and MICA representatives is taking place tonight. Michael Doherty says the level of disorganisation within government at this late stage is unbelievable.
Surprised and disappointed would be a massive understatement. There's something seriously wrong if we have the Minister for Housing suggesting that we should be up and running towards the Easter recess, then to be told by the Housing Department in their recent meeting in Donegal when they visited Lifford to say that it could be September, to now start to float ideas like the back end of the year. And from better experience, we know when it tends to float these things, the kite flying aspect that we suffered the whole way through, that they're never too far off the mark. And I think it's absolutely terrible that if we have got professional people in the capacity of the highest offices in the land in their respective departments, that they are so unorganised that despite 10 years of campaigning and knowing what is going on in Donegal, Mayo and the other affected counties, that they could now be looking at slippage to the tune of another 6, 7, 8 months on top of the Easter commitment that we were given.
These comments come against the backdrop of a meeting later tonight with yourselves and Minister Charlie McConnellogue. I'm sure you'll be looking for further clarity and answers as it relates to this commentary that was in the Dáil yesterday.
Yes, and absolutely. We'll be looking for clarity as to how much we get. Time will tell. Usually when things go quiet, it's because they're still trying to figure things out. And again, it's back to who's organising what here. This is a €2.2 billion scheme, the biggest ever in the history of the land. And yet, at this point in time, we have one person that's in charge of it. We have no resources recruited against it, and we seem to have no plan for the rollout. And I think homeowners are quite entitled to be disgusted at this point in time.
A Donegal TD says the HSE must move to address delays in securing vital eye appointments. Deputy Thomas Pringle says figures he's received show that 45% of people waiting for treatment in Donegal and the surrounding region have been waiting for more than a year. As of November, there were almost 4,800 people awaiting eye appointments in CHO Area 1, almost 2,200 of whom were waiting more than a year. Deputy Pringle said additional staff must be secured urgently to ensure these waiting lists can be tackled.
The figures are actually shocking when you see it laid out for the CHO1 area, where you have over 4,784 patients waiting for treatment. Over 2,140 of them are waiting more than a year for treatment. That is unacceptable, and I think the HSC need to be doing more to actually resolve this issue, and that will involve employing people and employing people quickly in order to reduce these waiting lists. I think the vast majority of these people would effective and timely treatment would actually ease the risk to their eyesight as well. And that's the sad part about it, is that people's eyesight has deteriorated because of the fact that they're waiting for the system to actually make an appointment for them. And that's just shocking that they should be allowed to continue on in this day and age.
The HSE often falls back on the we would love to employ more staff, but we can't get them. Is that the case here, or is it a matter of resources? Is it a matter of money?
I think it's a matter of employing staff, which is a matter of resources. But the resources may be made available, and of course the political system and the Taoiseach is very quick to say that they're making the money available and it's up to the HSE to spend the money. But the HSE are responsible to the political system. So if the HSE aren't spending the money, then the political system needs to be saying why not, what is the problem, and resolving those issues. And the HSE needs to look then at alternative ways of actually getting people to come and work in the area if that is the problem. And so if the money isn't the problem, well then they should be able to resolve those issues.
The team that represented Ireland at the Tokyo 2020 Paralympic Games have gathered in Dublin Castle for an award ceremony. Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Minister for Sport Jack Chambers are in attendance. The ceremony is the first time since the Games that the full team are able to gather together. The Taoiseach, who is hosting the event, says the government's backing of Ireland's Paralympians will not dwindle.
The government's support for our para athletes is enduring and will continue, and we will work with you. I want you to be assured that we will continue to work closely with Paralympics Ireland and others in the years ahead to assist in fulfilling the hopes and dreams of you and our para athletes to come.
The Cathaoirle of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District believes Golfgate was blown out of proportion. The Golfgate trial ended yesterday with the dismissal of charges against the four men accused of organising the event. The judge said independent TD Noel Grealish, former Fianna Fáil Senator Donny Cassidy and two hoteliers fully complied with regulations. The charges arose from an Oireachtas Golf Society dinner, which was held in the Clifton Station House Hotel during a Level 3 lockdown in August of 2020. Fine Gael councillor Jimmy Kavanagh said that the incident was used as an example for the wrong reasons.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time for sport. We say good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Catherine. We start with soccer. Roy Keane has reportedly held his first formal meeting about the managerial vacancy at Sunderland. The former Republic of Ireland favourite is the front runner to replace Lee Johnston, who was sacked by the English League One club last weekend. Keane got Sunderland promoted to the Premier League in 2007, but quite a little over a year later, he of course got promotion, but he didn't last too long with the Black Cats having been sacked following his falling out with the owners. Well, Stephen Kenny is on the lookout for a new assistant coach for the second time in a year. Anthony Barry has left his Republic of Ireland backroom team to take up a similar position with Belgium. Barry will remain on the Chelsea staff in the Premier League under Thomas Tuchel. His first game with Belgium will come against Ireland at the Aviva next month. The FA Cup fourth round kicks off tonight with Middlesbrough looking to cause an upset at Manchester United. Chris Wilder's side head to Old Trafford in good form as one of the contenders for a championship playoff place. The Borough boss says, as far as he is concerned, they couldn't have got a bigger tie.
I know there might be a little bit of debate on maybe Merseyside and maybe the other half of Manchester, but I think pound for pound, this is the biggest club in England, what they've achieved and everything that goes with Manchester United and Europe stroke the world as well. And we're playing them on a Friday night in front of 75,000.
Also across channel tonight, Sheffield United continue their push for a playoff place in the Championship. A win at Birmingham would move them to within 3 points of sixth place West Brom with two games in hand. Locally, there's three quarterfinals in the Knockella Caravans Cup this weekend. The first of those is tonight at the Letterkenny Community Centre. Fin Harps Reserves are playing Alia FC and that one starts at 7:30. There's also second round games in the Irish Cup. Larne are playing Linfield at 7:45, and at the same time, Ards are making the trip to Newry City. In Gaelic games, Staithlestown Brian Oakes at Neil Forrester says they need to concentrate on the game and not the occasion when they face Meath outfit Trim in Sunday's All-Ireland Intermediate Club Football Championship final. It's the first time the Derry City club have reached this stage, and Forrester, who lost an All-Ireland minor with Derry at Croke Park in 2007, says they must concentrate on the game.
To go there representing your club is completely different than representing your county. You dream as a youngster of playing there, but it's always in a Derry shirt because it's nearly beyond comprehension or your dreams that you can go there with your club. You know, you forget that that's a possibility because it's so far down the track. You have to win Derry, win Ulster, win a semi-final. It's going to be incredibly special. Something that we have to put to the back of our minds, unfortunately, as players right now. I know people say you've got to enjoy the occasion and all the rest, but you know, we're there to do a job, try and win this match. When it's all said and done, we can look around us and embrace those incredible moments and the memories that we've made for a lot of people in our community.
Big weekend ahead for Steelstown off Derry. There's also, of course, full programmes to come in the Alliance National Football League and National Hurling League this weekend, and all three of the Northwest counties are in action. Donegal on the football front play Kildare in Division 1 on Sunday. That's our feature game this weekend, and we will have live commentary from McCool Park with a throw-in time at 2:30. Now, Jerry McNally is a commentator with KFM and he will be broadcasting in Ballybuffet on Sunday, but the big question is, in the Lilywick County, can Kildare rise to the occasion again after their draw with Kerry?
It's not so long ago that Kildare went the full Division 1 league campaign. The last time they were in the top flight of football without a single point that year back in 2018 when Keane O'Neill was in charge. So, you know, it's a very, very different ball game going up to the top level. There's a huge gap, I think, between Division 2 and Division 1. So to get the first point on the board is, you know, it's very gratifying and adds a big boost for the players. But I think what Peter said was right about Donegal maybe targeting Kildare. I think that's the kind of view that every county is going to take, you know, and not just Kildare, but I suppose any side that comes up in Division 2, the more established Division 1 sides are looking at those teams, particularly when they're playing at home, as the opportunity to take 2 points, because, you know, every point is absolutely crucial in terms of Division 1 and where you're going to finish in the league. So the big kind of question for Kildare now is can they match that sort of intensity that they brought last week, because everything was kind of there for the players to be motivated. It was Glenn Ryan's first game in charge. There was a huge crowd in St. Connaught's Park, and Jack O'Connor obviously bringing Kerry up as well. The fact that it was Jack coming back to Kildare added an extra bit of spice and certainly motivated the supporters on the terraces, if not the players. But it all kind of fed into a big, big occasion. And, you know, as much as the players were able to respond to that and you know, turn in the performance that everybody wanted from them, now is the question mark is, can they go on the road, get a long trip north? I'm not sure if they want to stay overnight or whatever else, but the whole kind of logistics of the travel up the north as well is another thing as well to be thrown in, and can they then produce the performance as well to match what they showed last week.
That's Jerry McNally, commentator with KFM, speaking on the Score programme last night, previewing that Donegal-Kildare match. Once again, 2:30 is the start time in McCool Park. Full live match commentary here on Highland. But just remember, if you are going to the game this coming Sunday, a big crowd is expected at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. You have to buy your ticket in advance of the tie. All the details are on donegalga.ie. As for the rest of the Northwest counties, Tyrone are in action against Armagh at the Athletic Grounds in a big Ulster derby, also in Division 1 on Sunday. And Derry are on the road for the first time this year in Division 2. They head to Offaly, that game taking place in Tullamore. In the football front, the three Northwest counties are also playing. First up is Derry. They're meeting Sligo in Division 2B tomorrow, Saturday. That one gets underway at 2 o'clock. Division 2B is the same section that Donegal are playing in this season. They've got their opening tie against London at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. 12 noon start on Sunday there for that one. And Tyrone are also playing on Sunday in Division 3A. They will travel to the High, Dr. Hyde Park, to take on Roscommon. On the rugby front, Ulster's Craig Gilroy has been handed a 4-match ban. The winger was sin-binned for a challenge on Scarlett's Tom Rogers last week, but a United Championship disciplinary panel deemed the offence warranted a red card. Gilroy will miss Ulster's meeting with Leinster next month as a result. Ulster are in action tonight. They're welcoming Connacht to Belfast in the rearranged URC game. That's at the Kingspan Stadium in Belfast, and it starts at 8:15. To golf, Waterford Seamus Power heads into this evening's second round of the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, just a shot off the lead. He continued his impressive recent form, shooting an opening round 8-under-64 yesterday. American Tom Hoge is the man setting the pace on the PGA Tour event.
He sits at 9 under. And on the DP World Tour, Padraig Harrington sits on 5 under after a second round today at the Ras Al Khaimah Championship in the United Arab Emirates. David Law is the leader at 14 under par. He has a 2-shot advantage at the head of the field. Jonathan Caudwell and Tom McKibben are set to miss the cut there. On the motorsport front, this weekend's Galway International Rally kicks off the return of the Irish Tarmac Championship. All the big names of the Irish scene will be out. The top 20 entry is filled with the best rally cars in the country. Alistair Fisher and Callum Devine head the field, with the likes of Donagh Kelly, Declan Boyle and Gary Jennings seated in the top 10. Three Donegal drivers, Kevin Eaves, Damien Turish and Declan Gallagher, are among the top 4 two-wheel drive modified seats. It's a 2-day event in Galway. The first of the stages is early tomorrow morning. Saturday and Sunday action in the West. And finally this evening, the Winter Olympics in Beijing are officially underway. Team Ireland, led by flag bearers Brendan Newby and Elsa Desmond, have 6 athletes at the Games in all, with the first of the Irish in action on Sunday. Beijing has become the first city to host both the Summer and the Winter Olympic Games. And that's your sport for today, Catherine.
Washing weather now. Scattered showers will become isolated this evening or early tonight, and blustery westerly winds will ease away from exposed coasts. Some of the showers will be heavy and of hail with sleet on higher ground. A mix of clear spells and isolated showers for a time tonight, with temperatures dipping to between 0 and +4 degrees. Closing headlines now, and the DUP has warned power sharing in Northern Ireland may not be restored after the next election if demands on the Brexit protocol aren't met. Senior ministers are due to meet next week to look at options for reducing the cost of living, and a major public consultation is underway in a bid to establish a solar-powered renewable energy facility in Gweedore. That's it for now. We're back with more at 6pm. Stand by. Colm Ferriter's here with all the latest in Nuacht, and the obituary notices will follow that. Good evening.
Shewar Mahasa Colm Ferriter and Charlin the Prev Skelty. Ta Quiga Scholarat Prentisha Fogriha Eg Udras Nageltakta, Conjesh, or Horch the Fobble Nageltakta, a tag iri Kerja Olam, August of Ace Exithru Iganam Kerna. Takahi na Scholaracti Shaw, a will Luch Nismo na Yavila Euro and Kyon, Eg Bunch Low, Ladini or Wailofa, Torch Fui Kerj na Fui Hli Baha Ur. Torhi and Skame Jesh the Scholarly Trial Kerj in a tradition to, a will an ail of Urhu Fui Lahar, August come my la Prentice Acti Nua Ishaha Igursi B. Kogish, Technoliok na Fash Nesha, Enyo Torokt, Contasiokt, August Arigadis. Ractally, you crave comortus sclip gale lin fiha fia sada and chart and shaw and malia ha clear. Tan comortus talanya, a shaw a ractal a gale lin, than the here von skull on a land galega a wine. Lebem erchol coamshara agus rinke cruhia. Togujesh the omuhori on ear hushkert dulling lek lecholtori agus dausori o scored a fanal maltori professionta. Le hectigolor buncha ma igna connolly elig erin arden. Giri lahana nek fwajin o fobble skull clahaneli and falcara and gradam sar haspantish na fela a wincha ma. Togu and Kedach da Ella Nick Geralt o PCC, agus a Darna Ach da Save Bratna, Colistia Ali Sakamortus Araniacht Einer, Giri la Grupa Rinke Kruhiha Stura o PCC, and Privacha Winchama and Ranog Saku, agus and Kedach a Gul da Own o Fari, Pobble Skull Gidor, Saranog Aranog Araniacht Einer le Fin Chunnachan. August Branu and Caird agus a Darna Ach done a pop groupie fusion on the Dia College Ali agus a Darna Ach Durun Pobble Skull Clahaneli and Ranox Aku Kamai agus Coarja has Lofa Illig. August Fogri and a Forest Nigeliga go a scheme Nevelcha Fia agus Fia Sada Osculcha Carter Fualcha Riv Iritish de Elcha a Agra for Emliana Sprick Data Lahai Iritish non Kuigulad Mifiara Stagaholas Egg Forest Nigeliga Bunk IE. Shin Mahud Shigolier Slan August Banakat.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 4th of February. The death has taken place of Billy Laird, Sapa Muff. Funeral from his home on Sunday afternoon at 25 past 12 for 1 o'clock funeral mass in Sacred Heart Church, Muff, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death took place in London in December of Lawrence Byrne, formerly of Corlea, Crossroads, Killigordon. A celebration of life mass will be held on Sunday at 10 o'clock for Lawrence in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon, followed by the interment of his ashes in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Grace McGettigan, Nao O'Connor, Deanery Banks, Belturbet, County Cavan, formerly of Key Road, Dunlow. Her remains will repose at her residence until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 p.m. with removal on Sunday at 12:30, arriving at the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Belturbet, for funeral mass at 1 o'clock with burial afterwards in Drumalee Cemetery. Family Flowers Only pleased donations in lieu to Cavan Palliative Care and Cavan Oncology Unit, care of Mark Lawler Undertaker or any family member. The death has taken place of Martin Boner, Reeland Bridge, Glen Finn. His remains are being waked at his own residence with Rosary Nightly at 9 p.m. Funeral mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in Our Lady of Perpetual Succour Church, Glen Finn, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has occurred of Joseph McBrearty, Rerea, New Mills, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Union's Cathedral, with interment afterwards in the family plot in Conwall Cemetery. The death has occurred of Billy Henderson, 3 Chapel Street, Stranorer. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorer at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Stranorer Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Charlie McLaughlin, mourning, Maharabeg, Burnfoot. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal tomorrow afternoon at 1:20 to St Mary's Church, Fawn, for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Charlie's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Mary McIntyre, née Brown, 3 Sheephaven, Portnabla, Dunfanaghy, and the Diamond, Lifford. Her remains are reposing at her home in Lifford. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on clonleyparish.com. Family Flowers Only, please, donations if desired to the Lake House Patients Comfort Fund and Falkara Community Hospital, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Martin Woods, Boga, Rafoe. Wake and house strictly private to family and close friends only, please. Funeral from his late residence on Saturday afternoon at 12:20, travelling via Woods Crossroads, Shanna, onto St Union's Church, Rafoe, for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Pieta House, Donegal Branch, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.